Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the Command Center here live in Waco, Texas. It's been an exciting day. There's all sorts of mail bombs going off in Austin, Texas today, and that shit needs to stop. Whatever homicidal maniac is doing, that shit needs to stop, okay? It's not cool. And there's that. We have guests on the line already. Yes? No? I don't know. Not real sure if we did. Let me get back to my command center and check. What?
Hello?
So tonight, Brock Lesnar should make his appearance on Raw. And I'm curious what that's all going to be about. I don't know how much longer Brock's got in WWE, and I feel like this may be kind of a swan song deal. Just my opinion. There's really not much more. There's nothing else he can do, I mean, except for lose.
Well, here's what I feel tonight. I feel like we're going to see a lot of Paul Heyman. You know, he's going to be talking. He's going to be talking lots of trash, running his mouth. But you know what? It's completely justified, honestly, because Brock is the beast. He will always be the beast. He always has been the beast.
Yeah.
And he'll be the beast until he gets tired of WWE and moves on to the UFC.
And makes more money.
And makes more money, exactly. And at that moment, he can finally kiss Paul's ass goodbye. Do you think by chance that Brock Lesnar is tired of Paul at this point?
I don't. I think Paul is his buddy. I think, though, you know, he very rarely does even show up on WWE anymore, and probably going to be even less and less the older he gets. I mean, his body's been through a lot, you know. That's the way that works. So, you know, we're having some technical problems here tonight at the command center.
Yeah, the command center is not working too well.
Is it working now?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can hear you. Try again. Can you hear me? The command center is still not working, folks. It's a very sad day. Cultists were having. Anyway, I got a new couch. My buddy Gerald brought me a couch. Excited about that. Small things in life that make you happy sometimes. Let me go inside here and check on the command center one more time.
Can you hear me?
There it is.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. We working?
No.
All right. We're running.
Yeah.
We're running now. Cooking with oil.
Gracious. Goodness, guys. We had a little bit of issues there.
We did.
Seems like it's resolved now, finally.
Well, we're still waiting on our third host to call in here.
Hmm.
Oh, well, we do.
Yeah, good question.
Well, let's go ahead and call him. Well,
so maybe,
let's
maybe
fill in on the listeners what's going on here a little bit. So basically, we ordered a newt.
Yes.
It's a salamander. But it's a newt. It's a fire-belly newt, and we ordered it on the 9th of January. So right as the new year struck, right as that leaf turned over, and we said, okay, we're going to go ahead and get it some newt.
And that was on the 9th of January, you said?
It was on the 9th of January, yeah.
Yes, and this is now
March 12th?
Well into March. Yes.
Yeah, it's March 12th, and there's still no newt. And we've called three or four times?
Yes, we called last week, or just a couple days ago, perhaps.
Yeah, just a couple of days ago. It wasn't even that long. So why don't we just go ahead and give Critters a call and see what's going on real quick.
Let's see what's going on with that newt.
Yeah, let's see what's going on with that Newt. Hold on. I'm going to give the mic back to Ben, and I'll go ahead and pull it up.
A few days ago, and they said, oh, well, we'll call you back whenever our manager gets in. He knows what the Newt, what you know, the progress on the Newt is. Well, he never called
me
back.
The Newt market, I'm sure, is very hard to navigate.
I'm sure, but
you can't go down to the Bosque River and catch a Newt.
Hey, Tess, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can?
Yes, I can.
All right, cool.
But you know what I mean? You can't just go, you can't just catch a Newt out of the river here or the lake, Lake Waco.
Well, I don't think Newts are coming. No. All right, let's go ahead and give Critters a call. Let's go.
Okay, I'll just listen. You need to tell them that you're on the air, or you think there's privacy issues there? Okay.
Critters Exotic Pet, this is Jordan. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just calling to ask what the status was on the Newt I ordered in January was.
What'd you say?
I ordered a fire-bellied Newt back in January and gave my credit card ID and stuff, and they kept on saying they'd call me back whenever the manager was in or this and that, but I still haven't gotten a call back.
Okay, you said it was fire-bellied, so I probably have a really hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I said it was a fire-bellied Newt.
Okay, I know that I got an email saying that she was receiving a shipment in on Thursday, so maybe it'll be here Thursday, and if not, I can give you a call back. What's your last name and first name?
Gerald Crow.
Okay, I will keep an eye out for it, and I will talk to her. If it's not in Thursday, I'll talk to her and see what's going on, and I can give you a call back.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
How much do you think they're going to call us back?
They're not going to call you back, and there's not going to be a Newt. That's my prediction.
I don't think there's going to be a Newt either.
If there was a Newt, it would have been here by now.
I'll give them till Thursday. You know, I get paid Wednesday.
Oh, sure.
I'll be distracted until then. But like, if they don't call me Thursday, I think I'm just going to go on ahead and drive on up there Friday and see what's going on.
I was
going
to say at that point in time, just drive on up there and tell them, you know what, just go ahead and give me a refund.
I want the money back. Yeah.
And
exactly.
You might put a little bad review there on the Facebooks or the interwebs.
Yeah.
I mean.
I actually know the people who run this pet shop, though. Like, the owner of the pet shop, I literally delivered a pizza to him for Paparola's yesterday and talked to him. And, like, I mean, but there's no nudes. Facts, and facts suck,
right.
I know, but.
Yeah, facts can get in the way of things, I know.
Facts can, yeah. But one other thing I wanted to ask you about. Did you see the match with Ronda Rousey?
I did not, sir.
So you don't know what Ronda Rousey's doing as far as WrestleMania is concerned?
Oh, I know what's going on. Yeah,
okay. So what do you think is going to happen in that match? Do you think Ronda and Stephanie are really going to get at it, or is Ronda and Stephanie going to sit on the...
No, I think they've set her up to be Billy Badass so far. And they can't go back on that now because you've already had, you know, Ronda slamming, you know, her and Steph already been into it. You got the, you know, people getting slammed on tables and whatnot. They cannot backtrack. They can't, you know, crawfish that. She's going to have to continue to, and she's going to be tough. She's going to be very, very tough.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to whip some ass.
See, the thing, yeah, I agree. Ronda Rousey will probably whip some ass. They're doing a great
job
with her as far as
what I'm curious about is how they're going to – maybe Ronda Rousey is the one person that can finally put something up against Nia Jax.
But the issue I'm having with the match with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon and Kurt Angle is I don't go off Ronda's talent at WrestleMania.
Well, I got an issue with Kurt.
She's a great role, but she's not the greatest wrestler. I mean, hell, if you watch the McMahon movie, it even talks about like how Stephanie and his name. And Stephanie are really alike. They're both clumsy, and basically the only move they've been.
But But I think that's where you got to understand that that's why you've got Kurt Angle in there and Triple H in there too, because they're going to have some something to offset that.
Yeah, but I just hope they don't use Kurt Angle and Triple H too much during the match. I want to see.
No, I agree. And what we don't need is Kurt Angle getting back in the ring. We don't need, you know, Triple H is done too. I mean, come on, guys. You know, we don't need to be dragging these guys out. You know, they've been gone or been doing little to nothing for years and years, and now all of a sudden they're back. Okay, I understand every once in a while. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, yeah,
but the
cool
story here is not those guys. The story is not Stephanie. The story is not Kurt or Triple H. It's Rousey, you know, and what's going to happen from that point forward?
Ronda Rousey is going to take that title from Alexa Bliss if it's going to happen.
Yes, because Alexa's been too much of a bitch here lately anyway.
Oh, well, one thing that I forgot to actually write down was, I don't know if this is true or not, but I did see something about Asuka actually challenging Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania instead of Alexa Bliss.
You know, I saw that too. And
that
Asuka, I don't know that it's – I saw something about that today. I don't remember which website it was at. But, yeah, that would be very interesting. I mean, Asuka, you know, Charlotte, and Asuka's Asuka. But Asuka's been done wrong here quite a bit here lately, and it's time for her to step up a little bit, I feel like.
Well, why do you say that? Asuka has beat Nia Jax 2 times in a row to protect her winning streak.
Yeah. But,
and they've been doing Nia Jax wrong.
Okay, but nothing has – I mean, yeah – where does that take Asuka, though? Where does she go from here? You can't keep beating Nia Jax, whatever, and nothing happened. You're going to have to move on to do something else.
Well, she's already won the Royal Rumble, so she's got her ticket punched. She doesn't have to go anywhere.
That's right. And the same thing with Charlotte Flair. You know, she's already punched her ticket, too. Now, to see the two of them, you know, that'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be very cool.
Well, see, here, let me interject a little bit. But
okay.
I feel like Asuka and Charlotte, right? Asuka is going to win just because she's Asuka. They're not going to break her streak with Charlotte. That's just my thoughts. They've already given Charlotte so much. No. Listen, they've already given Charlotte so much. They've already handed her titles. They've already handed her opportunities. Where is Asuka's title? The only thing that she has right now is a winning streak. And if they take
that
away from her, then they're just damaging new potential for wrestling.
And that's what I was saying, going back to what I was saying earlier. At some point in time, she's got to get a title. You know, you can't just keep winning matches. I mean, you got to do something with this woman. You know?
Exactly. She wins matches for a reason.
Right. I can see where you're coming from. But also, you know, we're talking about Charlotte Flair. We're talking about Paige or Becky Lynch or anyone like that. This is Charlotte Flair, you know.
Well, if we're gonna talk about Becky Lynch, so if we're speaking about people we dislike, what about The Miz? Have you heard about his WrestleMania match?
Oh, you know, dude. I find The Miz entertaining. I don't like him. It's obvious, but it's kind of fun. You know, The Miz TV and whatnot, and blah blah blah. But dude.
Well, I think
you're
wrong, but
the Miztourage has to go. You know, that crap is getting old. And I don't understand why they keep propping the Miz up there. I really don't get it.
Well, so do you think the Miz is going to retain his title in the triple threat match at WrestleMania?
Yes, I do. That's what I'm saying. Yes, I do. I feel like he will. Yeah, and I don't understand it, but whatever.
The Miz will overcome Seth Rollins and Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And you know how?
I just think for some weird reason, I do.
Weird reason my ass, don't you mean the Miztourage?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's one. Okay, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, they'll be in there, they'll mess stuff up, but they always do, you know. You've got Balor in there doing his thing. Everyone's doing their thing. You got the Miz. Then you got this baggage that comes with the Miz no matter where he goes, and he won't shut his damn mouth.
Yeah.
True. True. Very true.
you know. But, yeah, he'll probably win for some, I don't know, just to keep the storylines going. But I'm getting tired of Miz.
Yeah.
So, hey. You kind of mentioned an Austin bombing earlier, but you never fully explained to the viewers.
And me, because I don't know what the hell is going on.
Well, yeah. Okay, let me explain what happened. Last week, a person got killed. A package was on their front doorstep, and they picked up the package. It blew up, it exploded, and killed the person and injured someone else, okay? Now,
what the hell?
Today in Austin, Texas, there's been two packages in different parts of the city. One was down, like, kind of close to downtown, and one's kind of north, farther north. Anyway, another person died today and went to the hospital, and then, you know, same thing. There's a package on the doorstep. They pick it up, explode, someone dies. 17-year-old kid died. And then it happened again in North Austin, Texas, like around noon this afternoon. Someone got injured, critical condition, life-threatening injuries at the hospital. Whoever's doing this needs to freaking stop, dude. That is bullshit.
What? I mean, are they just random targets?
Yeah, they don't know. They can't find any correlation between, you know, these, like I said, they're different parts of town, and they have no idea these people, if they even know each other or if anyone's associated with each other. You know, they're trying to figure it all out.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Sure.
Do you personally think that this is a repeating offender, somebody who's doing this every time, or are they different people?
No, I think it's someone who's a spun-off, sick and wrong individual that obviously must be pretty good, because obviously they didn't blow themselves up making these bombs, so they kind of have to know what they're doing, you know. And having been through a bombing episode in my life, you know, not me personally, but being close to it, I can tell you, these kind of people are the scariest of all, because that's a smart dude or girl, whoever's making these bombs in a box that's able to blow up a house and kill somebody. That's a scary individual. They're smart.
Well, yeah, and
they know what they're doing, you know, and they're just out to kill people, and that's a bunch of crap.
Well, yeah, and the people making these bombs, I mean, from the way you're describing it, it sounds like whenever they pick up the packages, some sort of motion sensor activates and blows them up.
Yeah.
But you also got to realize that they had to have moved that package from whatever vehicle they were in walked down the street with it and set it down and then activated it. So
right.
These people and
you're right. And what they're saying is the post office did not deliver the packages. UPS did not deliver the packages. Whoever did this actually, like you said, placed the deal, the box or whatever, the package on their doorstep or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, they have to know exactly, you know, how to do that without blowing up themselves. Or, you know, and even how to make a bomb without blowing up yourself. So it's, you know, God, you got to be a good chemist to do that.
Yeah. Well,
but
that's real
shitty.
I
know it is, and they're telling everyone in Austin now, you know, get any package on your doorstep you didn't order, not even a package, just an envelope or anything that's not, didn't look right. And I got a lot of friends in Austin, you know. I've worked in Austin so much, that, you know, I know the place. But they're telling everyone, you know, if you see something that's not right, to call in. They've got the ATF down there, the FBI, you know, the cavalry down there now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
But,
I'm
you know,
glad
I mean,
finally...
listen, weird stuff happened. You know, when I was working in Austin last year, they had that problem with people throwing rocks off the freaking overpasses to I-35 and people dying because rocks are falling through their cars. And when you're driving down I-35 at 6 course in Austin, you're doing more like 40 because everyone's slow as fuck. But, you know, still, if you throw a rock off a bridge, it's going to go through your damn windshield. I mean, weird shit
happens.
Yeah,
exactly.
Down there,
and then it's going to go through your fucking head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why,
I mean...
What goes through the mind of somebody before they decide that they're going to throw a fucking rock at an interstate?
I think the mental illness or years of methamphetamine use, I don't know.
Well,
Now, fellas, let's not get too carried away here. We do live in Waco, Texas, which is about this crazy
Well, I feel like Waco, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of methamphetamine abuse in Waco, lots of crack cocaine abuse in Waco, but I think, truthfully and honestly, the big issue with Waco is mental illness.
Yeah, and just batshit craziness.
I mean, hell, you know about old gal from Lorena?
I know about old gal. I know. But let's just look at Baylor University.
Listen. I literally walked through the halls every day with someone who went to juvie for planning to poison my vice principal.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her today.
Well, I sat next to her in English class last year.
Exactly. That's how it works around here.
There's a lot of weird stuff. You know, I remember, I was going to say, let's just talk about Baylor University alone. I remember, maybe 10 years ago when Dave Bliss was coaching the basketball program at Baylor, and then the one player shot the other player and the drugs and the guns and all this stuff. Then you got all this deal with the football program. And, I mean, it's just one thing after another, and that's just with Baylor, a Baptist university, you know. I don't know if it's something in the water here that makes people get spun off. You know, obviously the Branch Davidians was a whole big deal. I remember that very well,
I think it's in the air because if you ever notice, whenever people that aren't from here come down here for an extended period of time, like I had not even like the Austin area. I'm talking about like I had someone from Iowa come down here and stay at my house for a couple weeks, and he said that his throat and his lungs just hurt. Like, he was just coughing all the time. And if you think about it, I mean, I have a cough most of the time. You know, hell, I'm a smoker, whatever. I mean, I'm going to have a cough. But there are people that I know that aren't smokers, and they cough. The only thing I can think of is it's just the Waco cough. Like, Waco is just dirty.
Yeah. Well,
but,
you know,
I love Waco. It's a good place. It's not – yeah, there's a lot of things that are questionable, but as far as it being
I don't know that I want to live in Waco proper, but, you know, the surrounding areas are fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to live at the Carmel Apartments.
No, the Carmel Apartments I had a buddy who lived.
Yeah.
He lived at the Carmel Apartments.
Yeah,
and,
right there on Waco. It was like 19th and Waco Drive or some
19th
rat hole
Drive.
Like
and
that,
And long story short, he robbed me.
Uh-huh. That's what happens at Carmel.
I mean, he didn't rob me at gunpoint, but, like, he has more of my money than he should.
Well, I remember very well get called up to work at the Waco Housing Authority, the Kate Ross, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been under a lot of houses doing plumbings and stuff like this, but I can tell you I have never, ever seen had to crawl around more hypodermic needles in the freaking crawl space underneath the apartment complex at the public housing. Like, I don't...
And you work in Killeen.
Yeah, and I work in Killeen. I was at Killeen when all that shooting happened. I mean, I've been there and done that, but dude, Waco's got some sketch, man. I mean, we couldn't keep stuff on our truck because it kept stealing tools off the truck, bro. Like, why are you going to? If you're living at Kate Ross, you don't need a freaking crescent wrench because you ain't working, man. You know?
Yeah, I understand. I mean,
you don't need it. Yeah, you don't need to. I mean, obviously, copper was out of it. We ain't going to keep any copper on the truck. But, I mean, just stuff like that, dude. We had to lock everything up inside the cab of the truck just to keep it there.
Well, I know one night I was doing deliveries, and I was this isn't even like – I don't really know exactly if it's, like, considered to be, like, Waco or if it's the surrounding area. But, you know, the Motel 6 by the Ford dealership off I-35 – down a little ways towards, like, what is that road called? Yeah, it's Waco. I'm not, like, 100% sure now, but...
You talking about that one out there on Valley Mills by the HGB?
No, it's off of I-35. It's just down past I can't remember. That's not the point anyways. But I was down at this Motel 6, and it's pretty shitty Motel 6, but like
sketchy.
There are shittier motels around.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like the new road in.
Yeah, it's hard to compare this motel to anything because it looks nice, but it's really not. And
the Delta Inn, maybe?
No.
Oh. That's your old stomping ground, girl, out there in Bellmead.
Well, anyways, so I get out of my truck, and, you know, I'm not thinking anything of it. I've been working a 10-hour shift, and I just get out of my truck, grab the pizza, shut the door. I don't have automatic locks, automatic windows. Everything's manual. I drive an 07 Chevy regular cab. Like, the shit is basic. So my passenger door was unlocked, but my driver door was locked. And I got out of the truck, and I remember the first two people I saw, two redneck motherfuckers, and they were literally having a barbecue on the sidewalk. Just then, out of the back of their pickup. And I was like, you know what, that's fine. Whatever, they can do that.
Ooh.
But whenever I came back around the side of the apartment complex, they were gone. The truck was gone. Everything was gone. And they had like chairs and shit out. Everything was gone. And I got into my truck, and my serving book that had like $60 in it, gone.
Oh yeah. Well.
And it's my fault. I get it, but also
it doesn't cross your mind. Kind of like today, I went to that Chevron in Lacey Lakeview, and old boy had his pants pulled down, sitting in the middle of the floor, shooting himself up with, I'm guessing, meth fill. It's like, bro, let me fuck the door, man. Come on.
Where was he at?
At the Chevron station there on New Dallas Highway in Lacey Lakeview.
Was he in the bathroom?
Yeah, I mean, I literally walked in there to go to the bathroom, and old boy was sitting on the floor, the gross, nasty floor of the bathroom, with a hypodermic needle in his leg shooting up. I was like, come on, dude, at least lock the fucking door. Anyway, we're about out of time.
Yeah. We've got about a minute left.
Yeah, another show down.
The real hours now.
That's
my time, friends.
We'll be watching Raw tonight. We'll see what happens with Brock.
Yeah. We'll
see you guys next week. He's probably going to go in there and body slam and, you know, then walk out.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for tuning in to this weird little wacky program that we have. We'll do it again next Monday night, same time, same place, from the command center.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
That was good.
Atomic Elbow's
doing good.
That's probably good, because that might make it illegal.
I'm going to go for it. Thank you. Parker, hi. Hello, Parker. On Chase Rail, they'll stop line now to take that off.
Keep going side. Okay.
I was like, see you later, and he's like, all right, people up.
Roger, we're going to be close to
Monday. Next Monday. Another one. I walked in there and we were like, okay, can we get Yeah. Connor Harper, like, I want my Copenhagen.
You think
figure it out after a while. It's kind of like a full tag sobriety.
Yeah. You gotta get it.
I like to put it back in and do
like they still, I mean, in a lawyer's field, think about this. You go to the kids, then you're going to miss work. You're going to miss making money. Yeah. So just as far as you're already making a loss, then it can be a big kid. Now, if the work, I got to take medicine the rest of my life or whatever the case might be, you're still going to burden and personal pain for all that bullshit because they donated a kidney? Ah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
Money.
And I mean, the qualifications in order to receive or donate a kidney are, like, so strict. So, like, literally, one of the counter-arguments for why they shouldn't be compensated is the fact that people will use the money and abuse it. And they'll just be like, hell yeah, I'm broke, I'm a crackhead, I'll donate my fucking kidney.
Yeah, but if you're a crackhead, you ain't going to donate the money. It is going to be ruined.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, like, they literally wouldn't, even if someone, there's no downside that I see.
No, I agree. God, listen. I saw something new today for the first time, watching porn. What'd you see? Seriously, bro.
What?
What'd you see? This old gal was like, I don't know if she's had a rest stop or whatever, but she's like giving blowjobs to a bunch of dudes. One old guy snorted up in her nose. Both sides. And she's like, holy fuck. That's disgusting, dude. Holy fuck. I've never.
Why are you watching a bukkake in the first place?
She was on bukkake. She was just blowing a bukkake. Okay, whatever. But, bro,
what the fuck?
Well, I want to do something like that. And that was like one of the last cop ever, like maybe 12.
Dude,
she was like, fuck.
What?
She did. I'm crazy.
Whatever.
That was weird, man. I was like, oh my god.
That's a mood killer.
That's a. Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
And now I've
At least it was a laugh.
See, now, and like I was telling you, that you stumble into that weird shit from time to time where you go, okay, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I've gone too far.
It's like, most times whenever you're scrolling, you just do like a gaping asshole and you're just like, keep scrolling.
Now we've gone too far.
Yeah,
now
it's too much.
Sometimes we don't go back there. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes
you
go better.
Sometimes
you don't.
No,
I don't.
Which one? Great musician, great writer, great actor, shocker, general, engineer, most such at my age.
Engineer. You already have too much shit. You should just admit, but you're powerful and everything.
Well, but I'm going for a time to
be chubby. Oh, you get dying with your high irritating voices to produce girls. Teaching how to listen to you. I was born Jack Dish. I am a few. The first children, my apprentice whose life was barren and spirited away in his origin. I there looking into the prologue to my final destiny.
That was a
little bit in all my death. We can get your transfer as you did. I only want 3 days. I want to do the Shinto shrine. I want to be the Kabuki. I want to be the beast with the. That I can think about in years to come. Talking to people. Okay, we'll see you. Temporary. Can we be like a temporary show?
It wasn't one of the videos I was watching, it was like one of the
killings.
formula, they'll have the video down below.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You watch it, like, oh,
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 no.
No, no, no,
no. Those are notorious.
One of them got bad messages, too. Go to X videos.
Go to X videos.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah.
That one's so much better, though.
It's straightforward and easy.
Because the board was just weird shit. I know, it's all the wrong. I was like, this is a problem.
Yeah,
I'm gonna love someone, gal. Gaming herself.
Yeah, me
conspiracy is that the government creates aliens and then making, you know, us scared of them. And then one day they're gonna use their aliens to take over the world, hypothetically. But they're going to, they're just not gonna be aliens, they're gonna be the government. And that way, whenever you do that, everybody's gonna honor the aliens at that point, because they're gonna make, you know, a high tech civilization. So that would be the most advanced leadership, you know, opportunity. Everybody's going to do exactly what you say, you know. You're going to fucking aliens, but you're acting them all. You're George Bush.
Shit.
Or
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Well,
you are different.
I'd like to think that,
I saw that
deal.
And then I told you about it. When I was in Weatherford, yeah, we had been drinking, but it wasn't just me. There was a lot of us out there.
Hey, you've been drinking, but, like, literally, the only thing I've ever seen you drink is beer and pomegranate juice.
Yeah.
Or, no, what is it?
Cranberry.
Yeah, cranberry juice.
So, it was almost dusk. And you know how when you see a plane flying at night and it's real bright light, it looks like it's not moving?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so we're walking down the sidewalk thing. And we see this thing, we're all looking at it. Like, fuck is that? You know, it was bright, bro. And this, it kept getting, like, lower and lower and lower. I'm like, well, that's not a planet. You know, it must be a plane.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to right at horizon level, these four fucking balls, the light, the bright light, I mean, this light was so bright you could hardly look at it. It went away, and these four balls went, like, north, south, east, west, and they were all different colors. It just went, and they left, like, trails, like, gone. And they went fucking fast, man.
Yeah, you would have to be, like, tripping on ass.
There was no acid, there was no nothing. But, it's like I told you, you know, you got Webster, Oklahoma, you've got Banff Air Force Base up here, down with them. And they didn't last, like, but the covers, they didn't stay that long. They were, like, I don't know if it's, like, paper, but
there and gone?
Yeah, I mean, they would, were there for me. And they just, and they didn't, they went like this. They went back up. They just,
yeah, they didn't just keep going straight.
Like, great pilot. It's just a great pilot, yeah. I think we'll be a lot of great pilots in.
The improbable fact that we've made no contact with life whatsoever.
True.
That's not then for that's not me. One. We have not communicated.
You're not a fan for reading.
I know it's wild. The wild people in this spot. I know.
The wild thing is because they're brand new shit.
And it's all good. But also, like, maybe not.
Also,
because why would there be random?
But then again, you gotta think about it. Like,
you gotta think about
it.
Like, if yeah. you're if you're an alien civilization, and you're really a, you're not gonna be sending the radio out there. What the fuck? Radio is so many, many centuries ago. You know?
But and think about this guy. Okay. This has the Spanish pilot broadcast.
Yeah.
Across the transmitter broadcast. Broad satellite.
How do you literally have to stick with
all that shit? Good to go.
I like it.
Dude, Dad, I woke up this morning and you know what the first thing I heard was? It was a really loud. Dude, and I instantly thought of you and I was like, fuck you, Dad. It was loud, dude. I was laying in bed. And you can't see so loud of us,
yeah.
I had to let the news in my room so the thing stopped. I didn't let them crawling around.
At least their dog was like barking literally at the top of his fucking lungs. He was barking so hard that his voice cracked and strained. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, two in the morning. It was fucking. No. Got this.
Bro, did your level reset with the new boost? Mine did.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, no, dude.
No, okay. No, your level set still.
Well, no, I wasn't.
No, what's that here? Yeah.
I was more than one.
Okay, maybe here. Battle pass, right? This is what reset. You unlock all this shit as you play. And this is
Oh, so it's dark here. Not so that it doesn't matter because I was still sick. Even though I was like level.
Okay. Hold on. But here's my
show. Right there.
Yeah. This here. You freak fast out in the already done the first game. Just you buy the $10 whatever it is for still season in 10 weeks file. You unlock all the shit that you
cool.
That's how I have all my
No, she wasn't so true.
Thank you.
I'll look at back and I don't want to get mad at it.
Nah, I ain't gonna. I thought you had the controller.
Little crawfish fishing going on.
And look, you have the controller.
I don't have
to.
I have a Xbox
One
controller. I can bring
my
Xbox in here and shit and stuff, though.
No, the Xbox One controller works.
Really?
Yeah. I'll throw it in.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. How much was that controller at GameStop? I think it was like 50 bucks.
It was like 25. It might have been 30 bucks.
Go to that place on Whitford Rush.
Oh, yeah, they'll have the key.
Games
and Things.
Oh, yeah, that one. The ghetto one.
Yeah. No, it's Games. Oh, you make a day out of it. You get a pizza,
you.
Piece of pizza, and
yeah, like that.
Walk on over to Games and
Things. Hell yeah. Just check shit out.
Yeah, spend money on shit. Cheap ass shit.
Get your fucking iPod. Get your
laptop. From Atari. Games. Yeah.
Get some PlayStation.
You got Doug yet, boy?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Bought. Like 4 times in the past 2 days.
On solo?
I got him one for.
Yeah, I know. Pony team does, so.
No. They do count, though.
They count in your heart, but not
well,
in anyone
else. To be fair, heart. Like. 2 of the times I won on season 20, it was like me and one other person left.
Yeah, but you still have a lot of killing going on.
Yeah, I agree. I very laggy. I need to just pick up the Xbox. Should be plugged in. Yeah.
Or how it
is. I can literally just set my Xbox on top of your computer and put the TV on top. It's my
phone. I mean, just get, and you can just get that stuff out of control,
right? Do you have a, do you have the connector for it?
Is it not wired?
Wired. Yeah.
Try that one.
Yeah, let's
try one of these first before we get to this. I'm telling you, this Xbox 360 don't work for the
Fortnite.
And this is the core
version.
I think it's the core. Yeah, we check the image on the floor. Let's give us what, 0.02?
Was it just, micro USB?
Oh, shit!
Oh, yo!
Wait, no way!
Yeah!
Yeah! It's alive!
It said yeah!
It said king! Oh, gee. No.
Water rides the fuck stuff up, though.
Hey. Let's wear our hats, sir. What do you say?
Or you just decided not to show. But regardless, we're having a not good at anything. I guess I get games.
Yeah, I might be in
the office. Oh, I flipped the episode on your computer.
And
do
all the mouse, yeah. Where are you getting cat ears? Your flicker. Yeah, flicker.
I just sit it down.
Like we go, like we
yeah, go. Yeah. Well, I'm playing.
At the line. Is it still working? Yeah, it's working. I'm just waiting on the game.
It's working now, bitch. I don't know. We even tested it. It was 0.01, man.
It was bad.
I think it was negative 0.01, actually. Thank you.
Thank you.